Thank you for calling Auburn Tiger Travel. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Yes, Adriana. I got the email from you about the Penn State situation, Penn State game. I got a quick question for you. Does this hotel happen to have suites with two bedrooms or three bedrooms?
I'm not really sure about that. I can have the tour manager reach out to you to further assist you with that information.
Okay, well, the reason that there's three couples that are going. There's three of us couples that are going. So either we're going to need three separate rooms or a room that has three bedrooms, not three beds, but three bedrooms in it, like a suite type situation. So if he could get back in touch with me, let me know. I sure would appreciate it.
Okay, Nancy.
Let me ask you another question. I couldn't correspond a little bit with what it was saying. If there's two people per room, how much is it per room for a two night stay?
Okay, I can definitely answer that. Let me double check on that
okay.
one for you.
All right.
Now with the three suite, I know we can do three rooms per couple if that's what you like to do. We can do that. Now we don't.
Do
I'm
it.
Not too sure you, about.
Yeah, what I was talking about. If there was a suite, like there, you go into one door, but there's three separate bedrooms or something like that. If they don't have that, that's what I was checking to find out.
Yes, sir, I'm gonna double check on that. We're gonna have upper management double check on that for you. I'm not too sure
okay.
about that, but I do know that we can do three separate rooms side by
right.
side.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
For that.
Okay.
Let me double check.
And what would that be per person?
Per person. And this is for the Auburn versus Penn State?
That is correct.
Okay, per person, which it will be a wife and a husband, is $1,278 per person.
$1,278, and that's tax and all?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and that doesn't include the ticket. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so if we add the ticket, add $199 to that amount, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what's the case scenario for cancellation?
I know cancellation needs to be made before 60 days of the tour. Anything
okay.
after the 60 days is non-refundable. You can cancel,
okay,
but it's non-refundable.
So if this game is if we get notification, say in August, that Penn State's not going to allow any fans at all in the stadium or whatever, how long before we get our money back, or when do you bill us for this is what I'm asking, I guess.
It will be 60 days before the. No, I believe it's going to be about 60 days. 60 to 30 days before the tour, the main tour, or the date
okay,
of the
so that's
tour is when we'll bill.
So if I give you my credit card number, I'm not going to be billed till say, July, correct?
That's right, but let me double-check to see if there's any minimum deposit needed.
Okay.
Sometimes they
do. Okay.
Yeah,
and I want to make sure that if this game is not going to be played or no fans are allowed, that I get all my money back.
If that's the case, to make sure in regards of that, because I know that if they
okay.
do have fans and you have to cancel due to personal reasons, you can cancel
yeah.
up to 60 days before and have your deposit returned back to you. But if any cancellations after the 60 days or within the 60 days is non-refundable. But if it gets canceled or if the game is due without any fans, then I would double-check with management
your
or let me get back in
okay.
tour manager to be able to answer that a bit more. With a bit more
okay,
confidence, because I'm not too sure about that one.
I understand. I understand that. I mean, this year when I ordered basketball tickets through the thing, they told me I could opt out or I could opt for a single game. Well, I didn't get a single ticket. And when I went to ask for my money back, they said it was going to be 3 to 4 weeks. And I was like, no, I'm not going to be that long, because I said I had to give you my money 4 months in advance. And then I was told I could get a ticket and never did. So, you know, I got my money back, but it was kind of a situation with them, and that's what I want to be sure about. So.
Yeah, sir.
But yeah, if you'll have them call me tomorrow or this afternoon or whatever, I sure would appreciate it.
Yes, sir, I can do so. Can I have a good phone number where we can contact you at?
Yes, 256-223-2192.
Okay. And just to re-verify, that's 256-223-2192?
That is correct.
Okay. And may I have your last name, please?
Yes, my last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. And my first name is Donnie, D-O-N-N-I-E.
Okay.
And I'm a Tigers Unlimited. You need that card number or membership number?
No, sir. We probably need it whenever we do the reservation, but as of right now, I don't need that information.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, I sure would appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling Auburn Tiger Travel. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.